Now, I'm so, so happy that you're joining us in this podcast. But before we do that, we all must disclaim that we both know that I am not your financial advisor. I'm not your psychologist. I'm just your best friend at the other side of this podcast. These are only my own speculative harebrained opinions, crazy hypotheses, and delusional outlooks on the market. Right? Great. Let's get ready for an awesome session. Crypto markets. So Bitcoin, I don't know, I think it's found its low. Look, the bottom line is Bitcoin is still correlated to risk assets, first thing. It is also much like the gold derivative, although it is not a flight to safety yet. It is anti-dollar. So when the dollar rises, because it is priced against the dollar, automatically Bitcoin will take pressure. So even if Bitcoin's fundamentals are pushing it up, if the DXY, which is the dollar index, is going up, it's going to put pressure on Bitcoin. So when you get ultimate parabolic boosts, it's when risk assets are rallying, Bitcoin fundamentals are rallying, and the dollar's going down. Interest rates aren't going up. The S&P 500 is going up. Those are the things that create the climate for Bitcoin to go up. None of those exist at the moment. We've got interest rates rising. We've got a likely recession. Oil prices going up. China shutting down. Russia and Ukraine fighting. European Union possibly going into recession if they put an embargo on gas from Russia. So, and there's so many other things. Inflation is just rocking. I mean, recently, the inflation for England was just parabolic. I think it was like more than they've registered in tens of years. So the only way that you beat inflation is by raising interest rates. So you can expect your credit card payments, your bond payments to go up substantially. It also creates a situation where institutional investors decide not to invest. Let me just have some more wine. Hold on. Delicious. Decide not to invest loaned money. So the bottom line is we could expect risk assets to stop being parabolic, but Bitcoin is seemingly starting to decorrelate from all of these previously correlated lineages. So we will see. Some people have speculated 30,000. We all have heard this. 40,000 is the number. I've put my fibs up. If I look at my Fibonacci's, on a grand scale, of course. Let me just get to that. Because that's like on a one day at least. Okay, there we go. So what you have here is your fibs are telling you that there are certain levels. God, I'm as bad as Tony Vase with my IT, clearly. I get it. Okay. In South Africa, if you've listened to any of my previous podcasts, you know we've got load shedding. I can take care of it, but it's going to take some time and I'm not going to bore you. So there is a channel that Bitcoin's been moving in, and it's just broken a channel to the upside, and it's retested it, and it's found support on what was resistance. So we could have a movement now. If it breaks below 41 odd thousand, it's going back into the channel. So if we keep 41 odd thousand, it's promising. So I'm looking at the alts. I've got a total love for FTX, and especially the 3x leverage bull coins. My goodness, they're beautiful. I started off with about 120. I've now got 15, 20 that I've highlighted. I will share those coins with you. They're winners, and I'm looking forward to this year. It's going to be great. When those things cash out, I will get more into that as we go through this adventure. But anyway, enough about that, you little biscuits. So, politics. Obviously, the big thing at the moment is a special operation that our beautiful RUSSIA, if you can spell it like that, is conducting in our beautiful sovereign country. So at the end of the day, it's completely uncalled for. What's happening because of this is, as you know, a serious energy crisis. Firstly, Ukraine also exports a lot of grain and various other derivatives from it that come from a tertiary production and secondary production from the primary sources. With them also possibly losing the Baltic Sea with Russia's aggression from the eastern side, this will cut off all the ports. And when we're looking at something like 46% of the grain production, God knows how much oil. I mean, olive oil in my country has gone up 300%. It's ridiculous. So we've got to, that's what Russia is trying to do. I think Russia is trying to achieve that as its ultimate goal, as a huge step back from its original goal, which was to take over Ukraine and replace it with a puppet government. They would just be happy to keep Crimea, Donbass, and various other eastern regions of Ukraine, as well as the southern parts like Odessa, essentially making Ukraine landlocked. And you can only imagine the repercussions of that. So I see NATO is getting much involved. President Biden recently announced that he has officially considered that genocide has been committed in the Ukraine. And that obviously escalates the whole situation and invokes a whole lot of eligibility to invoke various policies and articles and just have the right to perform certain things. So this, it is starting to look like it's going to be a long, outdrawn war. On the other side, Russia seems to really not be as great as what they said they were. I mean, I've seen clips of Russian tanks being discovered by Ukrainian soldiers with food rations that are from 10 years ago and bandages from the Second World War, literally. So, I don't know. American soldiers, Russian soldiers, I didn't want to choose a side, but there definitely does seem to be a difference. Moving on from that politics, Boris Johnson has got off with his little party gate. There's bigger things in the world. South Africa has found two new viruses of the Omicron version. There's bigger things to worry about in the world, it seems. Face masks are a thing of the past. Very soon, I look forward to that myself. I'm not sure how you feel. But I think that these are interesting times. The markets are volatile. If you've got capital, now's a good time to buy distressed financial assets. I mean, the banking assets in Europe took a punch in today. The banks are not going anywhere in Europe. Why not buy some stocks when they get punched? So if you've got liquid at this stage with inflation, your cash is getting eroded monthly, daily. It's just measured monthly and yearly. It's getting eroded daily. The best thing you can do is invest in something that's going to appreciate, right? That's business economics 101. And the hard part is finding out what that is, because if you make the wrong choice, the opposite occurs. And then you sit with a problem. So think wisely, my friends. Well, thank you for listening. Shorter version, less interludes, less music, straight to the point. Hope you enjoyed it. Your time is important. You're the best. Ciao.